Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. And joining me in the studio are Summer Shinmayo and Kathy Kyle, here to talk about the upcoming Chinese Lantern Festival, which is happening this Saturday, basically all day, at Centennial Hall. And it's going to conclude the extensive Chinese New Year celebration that Summer has brought to Sitka. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Well, Summer, you are the mastermind, the driving force behind this year's Chinese New Year celebration. And it's been quite an event. A number of events have taken place. And this Chinese Lantern Festival closes it out. Can you talk a bit about what this festival will entail?
Oh, yeah. Chinese Lantern Festival is the first full moon in Chinese New Year, Chinese calendars, and we will end up for the Chinese New Year celebration. So we will start with a parade Saturday's afternoon. Everybody gonna line up at the totem pole scribed by the Pioneer Home. So the, you know, hopefully it's a big parade. Start like 1:30 from Pioneer Home to Centennial Hall. And following is the Dragon Dance at 2 p.m. at Centennial Hall. So gonna be fun. And after Dragon Dance, we will have a handicrafts games and Chinese food, you know, potluck and dumplings and many Chinese stuff, you know, show up. And you know, you can buy little things for your kids, and all their sales and the admission, we will benefit a Braveheart volunteer. And 4 p.m. to, you know, we will start Chinese performers. So till 5:30, and we'll end up another dragon dance. The team is from Edgemalachigan High. Then 5:30, we'll announce the Lantern Contest. First the three space for, you know, best lanterns.
So let's go back to the parade, which will kick everything off. Starts about 1:30. Mm-hmm. Is the dragon going to be part of it?
Oh, yeah. We expected 2 60-foot-long dragons in the parade.
2 60-foot-long dragons.
Yeah. Wow. And, you know, we invite some other little dragons, for, you know, for kids. And we will bring, you know, some other parade props in, you know, to share with other Sitkans, whoever come to the parade.
So tell me about these dragons. Did the folks who organized the celebration make them, or did you bring them over from China?
You know, older from Beijing, you know, they shipped in from all the way from Beijing. And another one is a lady, Sharon, you know, she had it for, you know, quite a few years. And then she called me another day, oh, Summer, I have another dragon. You know, actually very impressive and nice of her. She lent to us, and then we make another thing in Edgemalachigan High.
And there have been a number of practices. You've been holding practices for quite a while. Mm-hmm. For the dragon parade and maybe the dragon dance. How have they been attended? Have people been enthusiastic?
Oh, yeah. We, you know, based on my family and friends, you know, then I think I tried to do more, you know, educational program before this event, and that let people know what's, you know, Chinese New Year and Chinese culture and customs about it. And, you know, it's very neat and a fun activity to, you know, play the dragon. But however, you know, many people are busy, you know, for the parade practice, and, you know, people come and they go. That is a hard part of organized 10 people team for their dragon dance.
So you need to have 10 people for each dragon.
Yeah, that is, you know, it's a little bit, you know, 10 and the cost lots of experience to all organize people, you know. So be honest, I once watching Chinese dragon dance in China. I never, you know, participated at all.
So this is your first experience doing it then yourself.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I tried to, you know, bring all many pieces of Chinese New Year celebration to Sitka, and, you know, hopefully, you know, we will have a taste here for all the activities. Yeah, so it's take quite a bit, you know, work to organize, you know. And but I hope, you know, since we bring the Chinese New Year here, then I want to, you know, people be able to see every little part. So, you know, so that's why I bring so many activities. And, you know, and now I understand how much offer you have to organize a big event. And, you know, I loved it, you know, since I moved in Sitka 2009. And, you know, I enjoyed all the activities, you know, and I want to be part of it. And yeah, so this is, you know, the activities and the culture, you know, activities and make Sitka is much, you know, enjoyable place. So yeah, that's hopefully everybody will have fun, you know, for the Chinese Lantern Festival this coming Saturday.
And so this Lantern Festival mm-hmm. is going to be a really big to-do. So there's going to be, after the parade, there's going to be the dragon dance on stage, and then basically a Chinese New Year fair.
Right, yeah. Yeah. We're hoping, you know, kids will enjoy their different handicrafts and games and, you know, different food and, you know, different toys. We all have some, you know, from China, and, you know, hopefully then, you know, learn how to play it, and, you know. And all of this happening, I would love to thank you, my family and the friends. My dear friend Cascal is here too, you know. She just sit by me, you know, sometimes. Oh, you know, for I'm still feel like a little bit foreigner because my English is not perfect, and, you know, like, sometimes people misunderstand me, and when I need to organize some things, it's bring a more, you know, stress, or, you know, for me to, you know, think how to make people understand me, what I want them to do, you know, so that's,
Kathy?
Can I see? Yes.
Kathy, how have you been involved? What's your impression of how this has been going?
Oh, well, at the beginning, I warned Summer, this is a very ambitious plan, so many pieces, but I think it's all coming together amazingly. She's put in a lot of work, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I think everyone of all ages will really enjoy the performances. We had a rehearsal last night, and there's some beautiful singing and dancing, and the Mount Edgecombe Dragon is really high energy. It's a lot of fun.
Now, Summer, you're bringing China here, and that's a wonderful gift. Is any of this for your daughter, too, to bring some of her culture over into the town where she is growing up?
Yeah. She was speak in a very fluently Mandarin when we were spent about half a year in China, and now she becoming forgot about, you know, how to say it. She might understand what I talking to her in Chinese, and she, you know, she will be 4 in March, but she's you know, she loves, you know, dancing and singing and be part of the community events, and yeah, so. You know, I hope, you know, she will make more friends here, you know, and share her cultural background, you know. So, you know, I planned this more than 2 months, and, you know, between, you know, I want to thank you for Sitka High, the art teacher, Gannon Needham, you know, she organized her art class to make all the lanterns. And the art teacher, David Lass from Bradley Middle School, and he helped, you know, have the his class making the parade props at, you know, at school. So that's a big hope, you know. So, and for the performance, and I would love to thank you for Chris Fulton. You know, she put a lot of offer for this event. You know, her amazing dancers, and, you know, I was impressed with last night when I first saw their, you know, dancing, the host dancing, and, you know, we want to emphasize this year is a year of hosts, you know, for our 12 animal zodiac. Yeah, so for Lantern Festival, we also have a tradition. We will have lanterns, and we will have sky lanterns, and lotus floating lanterns, and you know, so all the pieces will come together, and you know, so.
So is this fairly consistent with what you would experience in China? How does this compare to what you would do for Chinese New Year in China?
We have most everything, you know, from I bring over here. And also, this I bring through like Seattle and San Francisco for Chinese New Year celebrations. And yeah, I think, you know, we have most activities this time. Yeah, we can continue on celebrate Chinese New Year.
And hopefully more folks will help you next year because it is a very big undertaking. Well, really quickly, let's talk about admission for the Chinese Lantern Festival on Saturday. Let's talk about admission. So is it $2 for adults, $1 for kids?
Yeah, $1 for children and students, and $5 per whole family. And this admission and the sales will benefit Braveheart volunteers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, wonderful. We are out of time. Chinese Lantern Festival is happening this Saturday at Centennial Hall. Any closing words? Anything else you folks would like to share?
Welcome to Chinese Lantern Festival. And you know, we will have a taste of Chinese New Year celebrations and enjoy the